Hello, I'm Miss Strachan, and today's podcast is going to be approaching the anthology poems for the Educass anthology. Now, obviously, you have had 18 poems, you've learnt those poems, you've focused on remembering quotations from those poems, you've focused on remembering mini quotations from those poems, and you've focused on explaining the context of those poems. It's going to be really important within the exam that you remember A quotes and B context, because the exam criteria is split into three. So you've got assessment objective one, assessment objective two, and assessment objective, I think it's three for context. So you're going to be doing the overview of meaning, written accuracy in AO1, you're going to be doing analysis in AO2, and you're going to be doing context as a separate assessment objective. Now, when you do this, you have to write about all three. So I'm going to go and explain to you how I would recommend you do that. In the exam, you will get one poem printed. Okay, so you're not going to get both poems, because you're going to have to remember the information for the comparison essay, which is section B of this exam. Section A, therefore, is a single poem essay on a poem that you have in front of you. Now, this is an absolute bonus for you because you've already learned the poem. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to read the poem and remember as much information as you can possibly do. So a good way to revise for that might be to visualise, create visual mind maps, something that you can kind of bring up in your memory and have a look at and think about in your mind what the context is of that poem. Okay, so the single poem essay, you're going to start with a link to the question again, overview of meaning in the poem, so a couple of sentences. You can include a little bit of context if you want, but you don't have to. Then when you move on to the main section of the essay, what I would like you to do is I'd like you to focus on the following steps: link to the question, explain the language and the structure terminology for the quote that you've chosen, then quote, then analyse the obvious meaning and the hidden meaning, and then I want you to explain the effect or explain what you think the writer's intentions were, and I want you to link it to context. I want you to say why it was important that it was written, what was the poet's intention, or what was happening in the time period that meant the poet was interested in writing about this particular topic. So that's our context, really. And those steps I'm going to ask you to repeat. I think what you need to try and do is analyse as many different quotations as possible. And I want you to try and link to context at least three times within the single poem essay. So three different ideas of context, well-developed sentences explaining how the context informs the meaning in the poem. Okay, and you're going to have zoomed in on words, you're going to have explained the effect, you're going to have linked to what you think the poet was trying to tell us, and then you're going to repeat that process for your single poem essay. Now, you only have about 25 minutes to do the single poem essay, but it obviously is easier for you because you've got the poem in front of you. When you get on to the comparison poem essay, I'd like you to think really carefully about which poem you're going to compare to the single poem that you've just analysed, because you're going to have to do it from memory. So the comparison is a bit trickier, but definitely manageable. Again, you still need to focus on context, and you still need to focus on analysis, and you still need to be writing in a really clear and coherent way. So what I'd like you to do with the comparison is I'd like you to think about, again, your connectives. I'd like you to do a mini plan. I'd like you to do a mini plan for the single poem essay as well, just where you kind of have highlighted the quotes that you're going to use. For the comparison essay, I'd like you to write down a few quotes that you can remember, a few bits of context that you can remember, and how the poem is the same or different to the single poem that you've already analysed. Then I'd like you to go straight into the into the comparison with an introduction where you link to the question and you explain how both the poems are similar or different. Once you've done that, you can link to context if you like in the introduction again, but again, you don't have to, because during the main section of your essay, you're going to compare the two poems. You're going to use comparison connectives, you know, in comparison, similarly, differently, in contrast, however, both poets use, both poets don't use. You're probably not going to use don't use, but both poets are different because. You're going to link to the question, terminology, quotation, explain the meaning, obvious and hidden, explain the effect, explore how the poem is similar or different to the first poem, and then you're going to do a little bit of analysis of the first poem, and then you're going to move on and you're going to do that whole comparison thing again. So again, you're going to start perhaps with both poems are similar, both poems are different, another example of difference, another example of similarity, and you're going to repeat that process for as many examples as you can remember that, you know, clearly show your understanding of how the poem that you don't have in front of you, so that's your second poem, how that poem compares to the one that you've been given in the exam, okay? And remember, you're going to link to context throughout. So as you do the analysis, either at the beginning or the end, you can link to context, so you can see how the poem was written, why it was written, what was happening around the time, and why the poet was influenced by, you know, the current situation. And that can be social, political, or historical. So it doesn't, so you can cover lots of different things. For example, in Two Autumn, the workers are working really, really hard to bring the harvest in before the winter comes. That's quite different to how we are today, because obviously today we can pop down the shops, but that wasn't the case in those days. In those days, they did have to work really, really hard, because otherwise they wouldn't have enough food to last them through the difficult winter and the harsh conditions. So as a form of survival, Two Autumn shows us the difference between agriculture today and agriculture then. So obviously that's a kind of contextual link that you can pick up a clue from in the poem. Obviously that's only one example, and I'm not going to go through lots and lots of examples, because we'll do other podcasts on the anthology poems and how they can compare and how they can contrast. This is just about how to approach the poem essays. Finally, I'd like you to conclude with a summary of the similarities and differences between the two poems that you've focused on. Again, you've written quite a lot probably in quite a short amount of time. You've focused on lots of different quotes from the poems. You've compared those poems. You've told me how they're similar and different. And you've hopefully left yourself a few minutes just to check through and make sure that you've answered the question. In your conclusion, you just make sure that you've linked to the question and that you've compared and shown how the similarities and differences have been answered by you in your essay. It's as easy as that. Good luck, guys. Thanks.